This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Good news in shoes. Gordon Jensen sings that. And a lot of people have asked me over the years, what is he saying? Good news, don't snooze. No. It's good news in shoes. You'd be surprised what some people thought he was saying.
Yeah, I myself, you know, until you corrected me.
Yeah. All right. Brother Clay in Palm Beach Gardens calling in. Hello, Clay. We thank you so much for your call today. Giving a gift of $50, we appreciate that so very, very much, Clay. Your $50 gift takes us up to $45,502. We're $498 away from that next $1,000 level. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. We give that number quite often, and still folks say, you're not giving it enough. I listened a whole 20 minutes and didn't hear it one time. Well, we're trying. We're trying to do what we can. 888-221-8990. And we have a local number as well.
We do indeed. 772-221-1100. And a website, WCNO.com.
And when you call and pledge your support, we add it to our totals right away. $498. We have $149,000. Woohoo! Long way to go. $149,498 to go. We're going to need a lot of help here. We've been praying over prayer requests. We have a little less than 2 hours remaining here today. Some of these prayer requests have already been prayed over, but they are the ones I'm sharing with you right now. We're sent in with a response to our mail out. You know, we send out a letter to all of our current contributors every 6 months. And if you were a contributor over the last 6 months and you didn't get a letter, maybe your address changed, or maybe the post office just sent it back because of the forwarding time expired, or some reason they may have made a mistake in sending it back. We had a caller today called in, said, well, I gave last time, I should be in the system. And I don't know if the address had changed or not, but he wasn't in the system, because if we get it back and we can't forward it to you, we delete you from the system that gets into our computer systems for when you call in and make a pledge. All right. But Susan from Jensen Beach sent along a gift and has a prayer request. Said, please pray for my family and I, for our salvation and for healing from a blood clot in the left leg. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Susan to you in prayer. We know, God, Lord, that you're able to minister to her family and for the salvation of the family. The unsaved loved ones there that need salvation, we pray, God, Lord, that you would minister to them today and bring that awareness of Christ Jesus into their life. We also pray for that leg, that blood clot that's there in the leg, that it would dissipate and not give her any further problems. Lord, we ask that in Jesus' name and amen.
Amen.
And Dr. Fay, good friend of the ministry here, has a prayer request, and this is from Port St. Lucie. And Dr. Fay and Dr. Norris out there, we love you both. Fay has a prayer request, says for continual strength and service for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be a humble and faithful servant. Well, if there are anybody that I know that's humble and faithful, it's Faye. She just loves the Lord and is a blessing. But Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord, that you'd give her that continued strength, that she might continue to serve you and honor you and bless people by bringing you the music and the message of Jesus Christ and the her life and the life of her husband, Norris. We pray, God, Lord, that you'd bless her in a great way today and bless their ministry.
Thank you.
And Father, it wouldn't hurt our feelings at all if you blessed Norris as well.
Amen.
God bless him. Amen. Well, friends, those phone lines are open. We are right now $498 away from the next $1,000 level. We're waiting on your call, your pledge of support. And if you can do that, that would be wonderful. You can also give that on our website. We've had a number of people go online and give, and sometimes people have a little bit of trouble there on the website. We need to review that page and maybe try to make it a little bit easier, but there's a pop-up on our homepage that comes up, says donate here, and if you click on that, it will take you to a page where you can do three different things. At the top of the page, you can make a pledge. You don't need a credit card. You don't need any banking information. It's simply name and address and how much you want to give. And when we get that, we put a letter in the mail to you and enclose an envelope so that you can send your gift in when you can. But that can be done on the website at WCNO.com. Now, once you get to that page, if you scroll down to the middle of the page, you can make a one-time quick pay. As if you're wanting to make a one-time gift, you just put your information in there, submit it, and make a one-time gift of whatever amount you want to make. And if you want to set up a gift, let's say you want to give a gift over a monthly period of time, and you might want to give $100, but you can't give it all at one time, well, you can set it up as $20 a month for 5 months or $25 a month for 4 months. And if you want to set it up for a six-month period, you can do that as well, up to 6 months. But that's all at
WCNO.com. And also, getting back to our phone numbers.
Yes.
Yes, 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. Either of those two numbers will keep us aerobically active, running back and forth to the phone. I gotta keep reminding you that that's part of our health plan.
Yeah.
And we want to be active. So please give us a call.
Getting up and getting to the phones.
That's right.
All right.
And those two phone numbers will also keep WCNO healthy for many, many more years to come, hopefully.
That's right. Well, Diane sent along a little note here, said, Dear Tom, you're doing a wonderful service for the Lord Jesus. I pray every day for you and WCNO. Well, Diane, God bless you. It's good to know that you're praying for me. I can certainly use all of the prayers that you have given. Clay felt he could do more.
Praise the
he
Lord.
Called in a little bit ago, and so he's calling in with an additional gift of $50. Clay, well, God bless you.
Thank you.
You
brother.
Know, I love people that listen to God.
Amen.
And hear what God wants them to do and are obedient. And Clay has given already a gift of $50. This is another gift of $50. So that's going to be $100 from Clay. And Clay, we thank you so very, very much for calling in again. That takes us up to $45,552. $448 away from that next $1,000 level. We're going to get back to some more music, and as we do, we hope that you'll follow Clay's lead in doing what you can to keep the ministry of WCNO alive and on the air. Clay, God bless you. Thanks again.
You have shown me favor unending. You have given your life for me, and my heart knows of your goodness. Your love has covered me. Yeah. You have shown me favor unending. You have given your life for me, and my heart knows of your goodness. Your blood has covered me. have set the captives free, and we know it's not what we've done, but by your hand, Lord, we will arise and give thanks to you, Lord our God, and your name we will bless with our whole heart. You have shown mercy. 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 You have shown mercy to us. We give thanks to you, Lord. Give him thanks. All thanks, all glory, all honor, all power, all dominion. All strength, all things are through you and to you and for you, Lord. Celebrate! Oh. You have shown mercy. You have shown mercy. You have shown mercy. You have shown mercy to us.
All right, the phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. And again, we are very grateful for Clay calling back and giving an additional gift of $50. You know, we've been talking today, David and Alan, about a lot of things. You know, and earlier this morning, I was kind of talking about the complacency that the church sometimes gets into about reaching the lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we get to that place where, you know, we talk about the lost, we talk about winning souls, we talk about evangelism, and we talk about all of these things, and it seems like what we do is we do a lot of talking and very, very little about it.
That's right.
You know, my grandmother, I used to, you know, I grew up, and my grandmother was very influential in my life, and she used to have a saying. She had a lot of sayings, and one of her sayings was, talk's cheap. You see, it doesn't cost anything to talk about winning the lost, does it?
No.
Doesn't cost anything to talk about evangelism. Doesn't cost anything to talk about outreach. You know, and how many times have we seen, not just within local churches, but whole church denominations having a big seminar about evangelism outreach? I remember attending a number of seminars and meetings over the years where Sunday school outreach approach, we need to build our Sunday school, we need to, and then others are saying, well, you know, Sunday school is passe and it's, we don't need to do that anymore. Well, that's two opposing views, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have a meeting and we're going to talk about it. You know, there are people out there that are dying and going to hell, so let's get together and have a meeting and talk about it. You know, we already know what's going on. We already know what's happening. We're well acquainted with what the Bible says about the condition of man being an alien from the commonwealth of Israel as a dead man walking without any hope at all. And our solution is to get together and have a meeting and talk about it.
kick it around a little bit.
Man, I'm meddling big time now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So we do. We get complacent about reaching people, reaching the lost. Without Jesus Christ, our friends, our families, and our loved ones are doomed to hell.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Did he really say what I just heard him say? Let me say it again so that if I didn't rattle you the first time, I may get your attention here. Listen to this. Without Jesus Christ, our friends, our families, our loved ones are doomed to hell.
That's right.
That's strong language, isn't it?
But it's true.
However, we get timid about sharing our faith. Well, I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to offend nobody because they might get saved and go to heaven. I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. The truth is, heaven is real, and so is hell.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is real. And at WCNO, our goal is to encourage you so that you can share Jesus Christ with confidence. You know, if you listen to WCNO throughout the day, you should by now, and you've been listening for a while, you should by now have enough knowledge and ability to go out and share the Lord and Jesus Christ with anybody that you come in contact with. You say, well, I can't do that. I don't know how. Well, you know how to tell your neighbor when you find a good deal down at Wally World? Hey, man, yeah. You know what I found? I found that they got socks on sale down there, and you can get 10 pair for the price of two. You know, you find a deal, and you go tell somebody, right? Well, what's the greatest deal you've ever come across, David?
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was not hard to answer that.
Listeners tell us that WCNO has made a big difference in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That their witness for Christ has grown. They feel sometimes like, you know, they've got the tools to represent the Savior to their friends and family and neighbors and the people around them. And that's because they're listening 24 hours. Well, they're not listening 24 hours a day, but that's because we're on 24 hours a day. At the push of the button, you get a Christ-centered point of view.
Mm-hmm.
At the push of the button, you get the message of hope and salvation. At the push of a button, you have that message of hope and encouragement and strength and guidance and direction all at the push of the button. And it seems like it's so free. It just didn't cost me anything. I just punch the button, get in the car, turn it on, punch the button.
Yeah.
Make sure that I'm listening. And you know what? The same listeners who are being equipped, equip WCNO. The same listeners out there that are being blessed and being stirred, whose lives have been changed. Why did Clay call back twice? He called and he gave. And then he called back again. Why? Because a man like Clay has a heart for the lost.
Mm-hmm.
Why does some of these other ladies that, and I could call their names, but I don't want to embarrass anybody. But why do we see these same names coming up almost every day? Somebody, you know, we had a lady stop by here a moment ago and dropped off a gift that she called today to match up a $500 gift. And somebody said, well, didn't she come by here yesterday? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did.
Yeah,
she did. You see, they do it because they have a belief that this message is worth more than just talking about it.
That's right.
There he goes meddling, Mama. Okay.
Keep meddling, bro.
If you haven't made that decision yet to give to WCNO, would you do something for us? Would you pray about it? Yeah. Earnestly. I'm not talking about giving lip service. Well, Lord, what do you want me to do? I mean, seriously, pray about what you know that God wants you to do. Would you pray about it and ask God what he'd have you to do? Seriously consider it. Seriously consider. Seek God about it. And if he gives you the okay, then be one of WCNO's partners. Be a friend of the ministry. Help do something. Let's just quit talking about it and let's do something about it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, friends, the phone lines are open. 888-221-8990. It's a toll-free number. Anybody, anywhere can call that number. We've only got a little more than an hour and a half today, about an hour and 40 minutes remaining today. Please prayerfully consider what God would have you to do. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until another day. Don't put it off. Don't be apathetic. Don't procrastinate. Please call today and help meet the need. 888-221-8990. We're going to get back to some more music. And as we do, I hope sincerely that you will call with your gift of support. 888-221-8990. Thank you, David. Thank you.
God took Moses down to the sea. Well, Moses said, pick anybody but me. But God said, no, Moses, you're the man. Now split the Red Sea right down to the sand. You must be willing. Hey, 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 you must be willing. Moses did, 'cause that's what God said. He was willing. Yes, he was. He was willing. Now in this world there's a whole lot of strife. It can make you give up on the rest of your life. But never give up and never give in. Be willing to live in the skin that you're in. You must be willing. Hey, 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 you must be willing. Look to heaven up over your head and ask yourself, should you be willing instead? Will you be willing? Hey, 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 you must be willing.
WCNO Palm City. Karen, we have some phone numbers to give out. Before we forget what they are, can you tell us what the toll-free number and local number and all that is?
Yes, I can. The toll-free number is 888-221-8990, and the local number, 772-221-1100. So the 772 is
the area
by
code.
Count. I know that.
Just want to, you know, I got to be sure.
I got to finish my question.
Yes.
Our statement. Is that Martin County, St. Lucie County? Does it go by county?
No, it's an area that's arbitrarily drawn by the alien people from outer space. And they, it is, it's an area that they designate. It doesn't necessarily go by county. It may be they take two or three counties, I guess. It used to be that our area code here was 561.
That's right.
And then when the population got so big and the phone load got so heavy, they had to divide it up. And I believe they gave 561 to Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County, yeah.
And mm-hmm. another area. And then they created a new area code for us, 772. And
I'm going to have to look that
ago.
Up, so I don't know.
Say again?
When you say they created, do you know the story of area codes? The original area codes were done by Ma Bell when AT&T had the mm-hmm. monopoly in the whole country.
Right.
Well, then when the phone companies split up because of a Supreme Court decision, The Federal Communications Commission took that over. So you got to get FCC approval now for an area code. That's who actually does it, approves it.
Well, see, being an attorney, you know stuff like that. So next time you have a question, ask.
Okay, I'll do that.
Ask Alan. Yeah. Alan knows everything.
He does.
I wish.
All right. Hey, listen, we want to thank Doris from Stewart with a gift of $50. We thank you, Doris, for your giving here today. And that's going to put us another step closer to where we need to be. And if you'd like to join Doris with her gift of $50, well, the phone lines are open. 888-221-8990. $398 to the next $1,000 level. All right, don't everybody speak at once.
Well, okay.
Well, $398 to the next $1,000 level, that's just $2 short of $400 to the next $1,000 level.
See, I told you he knows everything.
This guy, his mind is just so fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we've been receiving a lot of calls and folks coming by and visiting with us. We've got volunteers out here ready to answer the phones. We're down to about an hour and 28 minutes of time left today. Yesterday, during this last hour and a half, the Lord just blessed and moved, and the people of God began to stir. Maybe they were listening throughout the day, and they finally, at the end of the day, found that opportunity to pick up the phone and call and give. And we hope that today, if you've been listening throughout the day and you haven't had that opportunity, that if for some way that the Lord opens up a minute or two in your life that you can call, we trust that you'll do that, that you'll call, make that gift of support, make it available to the ministry here at WCNO at 888-221-8990. We're $398 away from that next $1,000 level, and we've got just a gift here from someone that wants to give a little gift of matching funds, and we're going to put just a few minutes on this. Now we're going to give this until 5 o'clock. That's 27 minutes away. It's a $200 matching funds challenge, a $200 matching funds challenge, and this is from an angel in Green Acres. This is somebody wanting to remain anonymous. An angel in Green Acres giving $200 and said, match it up, but do it before 5 o'clock. All Let's right. get it done. We can do it. Let's see how quickly we can get this done. All right, 888-221-8990, an angel in Green Acres giving a $200 matching funds challenge, saying, come on, boys and girls, give a call and I'll match up your gift, dollar for dollar. Amen. What you got? You got something going on over there?
I have my answer to the 772.
Okay.
It is the 772 area code history. As you said, it was put into service. It was created from a split of the 561.
Mm-hmm.
And the counties in Florida within the area code 772 are Indian River County, St. Lucie County, and Martin County.
Okay.
So
those three counties.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel better knowing that.
Now, if,
I don't know why I never looked that up before.
If one of those three counties in the 772 exploded and became a Miami-Dade County, it could probably end up with its own area code.
Maybe.
Undoubtedly.
You see, you know.
But can you still, because I know in another office that I work at, you can, if you have a 772 landline, you can just dial the other number without doing the area code. So you can do that within all of these?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what phone service you have. Now, like the phone service I have at home, I have a VOIP phone. And if I call the guy across the street, I have to use the area code. You know, I have to dial the one in the area code and then the phone number. And that's just the phone service that I have because it's such a cheap phone service. Now, if you have AT&T landline, you can call your neighbor without that, you know. And it may be, you know, and then again, you know, a lot of people on their cell phones, they may work in Palm Beach County and they bought their cell phone down in Palm Beach County and they have a 561 area code on their cell phone, but they live here in Stewart.
Well, that's like us.
And so, yeah. And so you have 561 on
your... No, I have 954. We lived in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, so you have a 954 area code. And if you call the station from your home on that phone, you have to use the area code.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
You know, this may have inspired at least one person to call in... To call in a
well, we're leading up to something
the amount of their area code.
There is a
plan. A pledge for $772.
But you seven
or $561 if you live in Palm Beach County.
Okay, all right.
And $954.
But you see, we've been leading up to something with all this area code stuff.
Oh.
You see, you don't have to dial 772.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it doesn't matter what area code you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in 561-772-954-404 or 202. Doesn't matter what area code you're in or where you're at, everybody, and we're going to ask the guy who knows, everybody in the country, anybody from anywhere, can dial one simple phone number, and that is what, Alan?
888-221-8990.
See, we were headed somewhere with that.
I see that.
It was a plan.
I was just thinking
along.
A pledge.
It was the master plan.
And not only that, but if you're more conversant in Spanish, you can dial 888-221-8990.
I told you, he knows everything.
He knows everything.
He's amazing.
All right. Well, we've got a $200 matching funds challenge before 5 o'clock, and we don't want to forget that. If you'd like to call and give, again, that one number, no matter where you're at, 888-221-8990.
Yes, it is. When I'm so sad.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. You see, when I serve the Lord, He works in me, causing me to do His will. Oh yes. And when I'm doing His will, I become God conscious, and I'm able to adjust my lifestyle according to His purpose and His plan for my life. That's why I serve the Lord. It's so good, yeah, yeah. So good to serve You, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
As I lift my hands,
as I lift my hands,
I will always, I will always serve You, Lord. Come what may.
Yes, He can. He can move mountains. He can do a lot of things that we need doing here in our lives, and bringing answers to each and every one of us. Well, we have a friend of the ministry there, an angel in Green Acres, giving a $200 matching funds challenge. Said get it done before 5 o'clock. Well, we still have time to get it done. It's 4:43, which means we have about 16-17 minutes remaining here in this challenge. We're looking for someone to step forward and say, here am I. I'm ready to give. I'm ready to renew my pledge. Or maybe you've never given before to WCNO Radio. We were talking about, you know, that complacency that gets into our lives, and how many times we think, well, you know, somebody else will do it. Have you ever waited for somebody else to do something that you saw that needed to be done?
Yeah.
Huh? We've all done that, haven't we? We don't like to admit it, you know. It's like, I remember one time I was working somewhere, and there was a tool that had gone missing from the toolbox. And I knew where it was, and I saw it there, and I knew that other people saw where it was. And I didn't leave it there. I didn't take it out of the toolbox and put it where it was, and I thought, well, somebody else will pick it up and get it. Well, the next day I come in, and I'm looking for the tool, and there it is. It's still where it was. And nobody seemed to want to pick it up and move it. And so the third day I came in, it was still there, the fourth day, the fifth day, and I just kind of got the attitude, I just wonder how long it'll sit there before somebody moves it. And finally, one day, I needed it.
And then you knew how long it was going to sit there.
So I finally went over there and moved it, used it. You think I put it back in the toolbox? I put it back where I found it.
There you go.
And then a few days later, somebody came up. Hey, where's that tool? I've been looking for it for a week now and can't find it. I said, well, it's right over there. It's where it's been for a month now. Another thing, if you ever go to Israel and you go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and you can look at pictures. Now, some of you will check me out. If you've got an old Bible, one that was published many years ago, and, you know, some of these old Bibles had pictures in them. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this one's got pictures in it or not. But in one of the old Bibles I have, there's a picture that was taken back in the 1800s and something. You know, like here, this has got a picture, says Native House near Bethlehem. Well, that's not the picture I'm looking for. But, and this is Gathering Wheats at Bethel. No, that's not the one I'm looking for either. I think it's in this Bible. But there's a picture of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And, you know, I've been going over to Israel since 1980. And at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, when you go through the doors there, entering the church, up above the door, there's a window. And there's an object in the window. And it hasn't been moved in years.
I was wondering how this tied into the
And you wonder, yeah, really. Who put it there? Now, some of you that have been to Israel, Valerie, you can't count. Valerie counts, but you can't play along in this game, Valerie, because I know you know the answer. But there's an object up in the window, and I wonder if there's anybody out there that can call the station right now and tell me what object is in the window up there that hasn't been moved for almost 200 years, I think it is. It's a long time. I'll have to look online here in just a minute and see how long it's been there. But it's been in that window. It hasn't been moved. Common everyday object hasn't been moved. You know what it is?
That's not a bottle of Windex, I'm sure.
It could have been.
Could have been.
It could have been. That's a clue. But there's an object in that window that hasn't been moved for hundreds of years. Or at least 100 years or more, I'm sure. Because I see pictures going back into the late 1800s and pictures of that church, and that object is still sitting there in the window. So is there anybody out there going to take me up on that? All right, 888-221-8990. If you don't know what it is, stay tuned. I'll tell you right after this song.
Fulfilled for his grace beyond all measure, for Jesus sacrificed the payment for my sin, for my life paid the price that I might learn to sing praises to my God and King. That we sing praises to his holy name, cry, worthy is your name on high, that we consider your great love. Hallelujah! Sing to the people, tell of the wondrous story, how a man that's bent and broken can stand before the King, be called a faithful servant, that's gotta make you sing praises to my God and King. That we sing praises to his holy name, that we cry, worthy is your name on high, that we consider your great love. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! To
tells of the wondrous story, how a man that's bent and broken can stand before the King, be called a faithful servant. That's gotta make you sing praises to my God and King. That we sing praises to his holy name. That we cry, worthy is your name on high. That we consider your great love. Alleluia.
The phone lines are open at 888-221-8990, and we have a winner. Well, he's not really qualified to be a winner, although he's a winner. He's a winner in my book.
He got it first.
He's the first one to get. He sent me a text. It was my son.
Yeah,
he knew the answer, but I think he had an inside. I think it's fixed.
it's rigged.
He's my son.
Or in my business, you call it inside information.
Information. Well, anyway, for those of you that wonder what the object is in the window there at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, it's been there since the first half of the 19th century. So it's been there well over 100 years. And it's a ladder that's there in the window. And the reason it's there is that at some point, there's no less than six different denominations that are in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. There's the Catholics, the Armenian, the Greek Orthodox, the Coptics, and others. There's a bunch of them. And sometimes disputes broke out about who had control of what area of the church. And, you know, like if you go there today on the entrance to the Sepulchre of Christ there inside the Holy Church of the Holy Sepulchre is controlled by one group. And if you go around the back, there's a Coptic that's back on the back side of it. There's a little kind of a closet-sized area that is controlled by the Coptics. And then you go over another place, and it's the Armenians control this area. And so they kind of have a status quo that everybody does something, and nothing can be moved unless they all agree. So this ladder has been sitting outside that window for close to 200 years now, and they call it the immovable ladder. So anyway, what a deal. Mm. All right. That's the end of that mystery.
Wow.
Now,
we learned two new
things. We talk about
today.
The immovable ladder. Well, how about a movable total here on our finances? Can we move our totals? Come into agreement with that?
We're all in agreement. Those totals need to go up.
All right. Well, the totals do need to go up. They need to move. And we're hoping that those of you that are listening will help us do that. There's $398 to go to get to that next $1,000 level. We've got 4 minutes left in this matching funds challenge. We're waiting for the first call to come in. So we're going to need somebody right away to get on that phone. We have an angel in Green Acres said if we could raise $200, before 5 o'clock, they would match it. Well, I'm still waiting for someone to call. So 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. We need to get busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 888-221-8990. That's the number to call to make that pledge of support. Our friend there, an angel in Green Acres, giving $200 in matching funds. My goodness, this is a good time to call. If we meet this, it will put us up and over that next $1,000 level. 888-221-8990. Let's see, we've got 2.5 minutes left in this challenge. 2.5 minutes left only. 772-221-1100 is the local number. 772-221-1100. The toll-free number, 888-221-8990. I think this is the immovable $200. So we need somebody to break it open. Give us a call, make that pledge, and let's see if we can't meet our angel friend there in Green Acres challenge to raise $200. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would move the mountain. Amen. And there's a call coming in that might be a part of it. We need another call or two. We're going to need some help. We have just about a minute and a half now left. This was called in a little while ago from Green Acres, a $200 matching funds challenge. 888-221-8990. We need another call or two. We'll see what happens here. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. Well, Father, we've done all that we can do. And we just have to wait on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we will, I believe there's one call on the phone. We'll see what happens. 888-221-8990. I'm going to check online and see if there's anything over here online at our website, WCNO.com. Checking that right now. And no, there's nothing online. Okay, let's see if we're going to meet this $200 matching funds challenge. 888-221-8990. 30 seconds remaining. You still have time to call, 888-221-8990. There's another call. God bless you. Thank you for that call. And that will count toward the challenge. We've got a couple of calls coming in. All right, those calls are going to count. 888-221-8990.